I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is Tech Central, brought to you today by Dell Technologies. It's my pleasure now to welcome Doug Woolley, who is the MD of Dell Technologies South Africa, to the podcast. Doug, I'm surprised we haven't had you on the podcast before. Welcome.
Thanks, Duncan. Yeah, I mean, we've known each other a while, so probably just circumstance.
Absolutely. Good to have you on the show at last. So this is actually the first of a series of three podcasts we're going to be doing with Dell Technologies over the next 3 weeks. And we'll also be chatting to the companies Chris Buchanan and Tony Bartlett over the coming while. Doug, I think let's do a bit of a scene setter, shall we?
Sure.
Dell's a really interesting company that's been through huge changes in recent years, not least the acquisition, I think it was in 2016, of EMC Corporation. Which, if I'm not mistaken, Doug, is still the largest ever acquisition in the history of the IT industry at $67 billion.
That is correct. Yeah, you don't want to translate that into rands, but that is still the single biggest IT acquisition, on the NASDAQ or the, in Wall Street. So yeah, very much a bold move by Dell. Seen by many insiders as possibly not a good move, but I think it's paid off handsomely over the course of the last 4 years. So very bold but brave and good move at the end of the day for staff and customers generally.
Now, I don't know what the rand dollar exchange rate was in 2016 when this deal was done, but let's crunch the numbers. I'm pretty sure that's over a trillion rand.
that is over a trillion rand. That's what I said. Let's not do it in rands because it might upset us a bit.
Just give you and it probably just gives you an indication of the sort of scale of business
sure.
We're talking about here, and just how epic that deal was when it was announced. But let's go all the way back to the beginning, Doug. Dell, of course, was started by Michael Dell all the way back in 1984. The company was
already.
It was called PCs Limited. I actually didn't know that until I was researching for this podcast. It was called PCs Limited when it was founded back in 84. And it really invented the idea of selling directly to businesses and end users rather than using the channel. And it was kind of pioneering at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Everybody worked through a channel ecosystem to try and, get the breadth and reach. And, it obviously led to a number of other innovations for the day. One, the whole management of the supply chain and making sure, that was fairly well managed, from design right through to the component level. And then secondly, the whole online, especially in the US of A, the whole, take on online and letting, customers of any size order online and get your, desired PC at the spec and the price that you could afford at that stage in time. So yeah, very revolutionary, shook up the industry quite a lot and, created one or two, I still remember one or two competitors like Gateway, who are no longer, and a few other players. And it was very revolutionary for that age. I mean, it's 36 years ago, if you think about it. So
Indeed. And you mentioned Gateway, and there's a lot of computer companies that were around in those days, which were competing aggressively. I mean, names like Compaq, which was, of course, swallowed by HP, I think, at one point. Dell is a very different company now compared to what it was then. It's not just in the PC business. It's a broad-based technology products and services company that that really services the needs of corporate customers from end to end, right?
Correct, yes. I mean, the company has evolved quite dramatically. The EMC acquisition, has been pivotal to that transition as a business. And I think, today we really see ourselves as the essential infrastructure company, right from the edge, to the core, to the cloud. And that doesn't leave out, consumers and customers around our, desktop and notebook environment.
Yes.
We really do see ourselves as a pivotal driver, of the next, technology wave and this whole, digital transformation revolution, which is a bit of a hacked word at the moment in time, but it's very relevant in today's time. I think we've seen that now with this whole COVID scenario, that companies that were more digitally ready were able to start their businesses quicker and also bear, good opportunities and create good opportunities for themselves. And I think in South Africa, we saw that companies that could move their workforce to work from home were up and running, you know, in a matter of hours and not days. And secondly, any company that had a digital footprint was trading, you know, the minute that government regulations lifted. So I think, you know, it's part and parcel of where organizations are going. And yeah, I think we see ourselves very much as at the forefront of that, you know, innovation and change.
How have your conversations with corporate South Africa changed since the pandemic began?
So I think, you know, what we're seeing is, and I must be honest, you know, South Africa responded well. You know, it always amazes me, you know, what corporate South Africa can do. And I've spoken, you know, to a lot of CIOs, and most of them had their workforce working from home within a week.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, that's kudos to all of the various you know, CIOs, you know, sometimes not as eloquent as what they want to, but I think and elegantly, but it's been amazing what they've been able to achieve. And I think it's the next phase that they're now looking to move to. So in a lot of discussions with a lot of the CIOs, they're not foreseeing a lot of people moving back to an office-based environment. Most of them are trying to get to a 50% mix. And that's across many, many industries of 50% of the workforce working from home and really creating an environment for them to do that. So, you know, big challenges for them at the moment in time is obviously security issues because you're expanding your, you know, reach beyond your normal, you know, corporate or well-defined corporate network. You know, obviously the whole scenario of making sure that people can access those applications or, you know, the various tool sets that they've got at the office in the same way as what they would in the office. And then I think the other one is really creating an environment that sort of mimics the office environment. So it's also leading to, you know, studies around, you know, how do we set new sets of KPIs because you're managing people more remotely. And then I think another one that was quite interesting in a lot of discussions was, you know, the whole emotional support and management of staff working from home. Because most people have, you know, intimated that, you know, the productivity has moved up to, you know, 20 to 30% more than what they've seen in the past.
That's amazing.
They're starting to see burnout and emotional challenges as people are not able to balance, you know, this this new way of work.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's interesting, you know, discussions with all these CIOs.
Yeah, I find it. I find the same thing. It's difficult to know when it's. It is Friday today, right, Doug?
It is.
Well, that's good news. But interesting what you say about productivity going up, because I think many people assumed that if their staff were going to work from home, that productivity would go down. So it's kind of the opposite has happened.
Spot on. Yeah, and it's been I think an eye opener for a lot of organizations have held, you know, onto traditional beliefs. And it's pushed the envelope, I think, to the point where everything is being challenged because it's been forced to. You know, so I think the first thing is that work from home is the new norm. And as I said, you know, most organizations are looking to try and get to 50% as a first pass and probably even further than that, you know, which is going to have, I think, you know, some impact across a number of industries.
Yeah.
The second thing that we're seeing, and, you know, if you've got kids, educational industry has also been markedly changed because you can actually do everything online. So, you know, again, we're challenging the whole, you know, status quo of bricks and mortar. And in South Africa, I think, you know, it's that's quite revolutionary because we've always held on to the belief of having bricks and mortar learning institutions like universities. So, you know, nothing to stop us from starting a fully digital university now and really getting, you know, postgraduate education through to the masses, but at an economically cost-effective way. And then the third one, from a commercial perspective, I think it's challenged every organization around what is their digital strategy and how do I become digitally relevant and challenging, you know, the processes, my vision, my mission around my digital, you know, strategy. So I think there are three big, big drivers that we've seen you know, that will impact society as a whole moving forward.
Do you think this pandemic is going to be overall net positive for the IT sector in South Africa?
So yes, I think we're seeing, as you know, it has slowed down. So we had a fast start, as the pandemic kicked off, and I think it was people really just trying to get to grips with working from home. Mm-hmm. But the conversations have definitely changed. So I think it's going to be a net positive story, as we get out, as more of the economically active businesses start, you'll see that start ramping. So the conversations have definitely changed dramatically. People are looking at, how do I become an absolute digital native, if I can call it that? And how do I give my business a digital, footprint and advantage? And it's been interesting, chatting, from, universities that are looking at how do they expand their footprint out of South Africa. So I think, my view around this is I think we're going to have winners and losers. But for the industry as a whole, I think we're gonna benefit, because we're gonna be definitely at the forefront of that enablement, and very much I think where we've always supposed to have been, in the boardroom, defining the strategy of the business rather than being the service provider of the business.
Yes,
and I think that's the fundamental shift that a lot of organizations are going to have to make moving forward. Is what is the role of IT? Because if you're still going to see them as a service provider and as a cost cutter, you might be left behind in this digital revolution.
Well, let's, Doug, bring it back to the EMC acquisition four years ago now. Now, through that acquisition, Dell Technologies also acquired VMware, which is a very exciting company. Maybe just take us through the rationale of that acquisition and how it affected the South African market.
Look, so I think, the secret sauce for us was very much the VMware acquisition. And we've integrated a lot of that component into, the traditional Dell stack of products, as well as the EMC stack of products. And it's really revolutionized the way that we look at providing infrastructure to organizations. So very much the message that we're taking to market now is how do we create, very versatile, agile, environments and infrastructure organizations, so that they can adopt cloud and more so multiple clouds. And I think in South Africa, we're still, in the infancy of our cloud journey. A lot of organizations will disagree with me, but, when you've only got two clouds, you're not mature yet.
Yes.
And I think we'll see that accelerate again off the back of COVID-19. Where we will see organizations starting to look at multiple clouds in their organization to reach the benefits that cloud can provide. And VMware is allowing us to effectively create that platform, off the back of all our infrastructure.
Yeah.
To create an agile environment. And, the next phase of that is obviously the whole, application modernization component off the back of that, where you start, making sure that applications are run in a very pervasive manner, be it, on premise or in the cloud. But very much this model of, creating, one containerized type of application that you can take into multiple clouds at any stage. So again, I think Dell's always been at the forefront of opening up markets. We've never been a lock-in organization, very open standards driven.
Yeah.
And I think, you see with VMware a similar trend, where you've got, an open standards type of viewpoint around how you engage with the hyperscaler and big cloud companies.
Yeah.
And that gives customers choice. That gives customers, access to a multitude of services. And it makes sure that, everybody stays true to the right cost model.
Integrating companies of this size must be a challenge, though. Maybe take us through how it worked here in South Africa. I mean, EMC was already had a subsidiary here in South Africa. I think VMware also had a subsidiary here in South Africa. What's happened since the acquisition on the ground in terms of bringing these businesses together? Are they all working out of the same building now? How's it actually practically gone?
Yeah, so we've left VMware as a standalone company, and I think it makes sense because they, a broader aggregator across, multiple sectors of the IT industry. But the EMC integration happened rapidly. I mean,
okay.
We were in the same building within 6 months in South Africa. Once we had the Competition Commission approvals and everything done, and we were on the similar systems probably within under a year.
Wow.
And that integration is still happening. And I think the other big trick, and this is my personal opinion, I think where we were smart is we retained as many of the staff from both companies, to make sure that you retain the IP that sits within individuals. And I think that made it a fairly seamless integration. So you probably operated a little bit in silos, but I think from a customer perspective, they had all the skill sets necessary, available. We didn't try and do a hard, integration in the first 18 months. Mm-hmm. And that has paid dividends. Our share gain is testimony to that. And obviously, I can't talk to the numbers. People must go and look at IDC. But, we've definitely seen a marked, positive position for Dell in terms of share gain over the last 4 years.
Interesting. So,
I think it's been a very, very successful merger overall.
And from a cultural perspective, were the companies culturally fairly similar? Or I'm always intrigued by two large corporates merging like this. Was there a challenge from a cultural
perspective? Surprisingly, yes. I think both of the organizations, are very much driven around, having a customer-first mindset and a very strong sales culture.
Mm.
And because of that, I think you found that the integration happened much, much quicker.
Okay.
And there, we also had, I think, two components that, that helped us, see value in each other. With EMC very well established in the big corporate enterprise, and Dell probably more in that commercial space.
Mm.
So each organization found its niche, and the integration and the value that got created, was very noticeable.
Mm.
So, you and obviously in every, merger, you can have the odd hiccup,
sure.
But not as many as I think people anticipated. And it, you can just see the results of the organization. It's gone swimmingly well. Many mergers of this size have actually, been the opposite of successful.
Yes.
And a lot of those organizations are not around.
Yeah. How long has Dell been in the South African market for?
I think we celebrated our 21st birthday 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it's probably been 23 years that Dell itself has been in South Africa.
Okay, so from the mid-90s or so.
Yeah, a lengthy period. So literally after, the advent election. Of the elections, yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you been with Dell, Doug?
So I'm entering my fifth year with Dell, so it feels like yesterday.
All right. Have you always been?
That's an interesting. Sorry, Duncan.
Have you always been in the IT industry?
So I have, yes, in various guises. I've been, I think I've done gone through the mold. So I've been in distribution. I've been with a systems integrator, and obviously now with a vendor and corporate in my early span, and always in ICT. So
okay.
Been fortunate to see all angles, from the customer to the reseller to the distributor and now the vendor.
Yes. Which do you prefer?
It's interesting. I think, at the vendor, you're very much at the coalface. You're at the, where the action is from a technology perspective. I think at the systems integrator space, you're really crafting solutions, and it's an interesting model because, you're looking to integrate and create value all the time. Also an interesting, space to be in. And distribution is very much the cut and thrust of commerce, doing business at very, very low margins, but still, in a very fast changing, environment. So, I think all three have, they've been, been fun.
Yeah.
And I think it really comes down to people at the end of the day.
For sure.
And I think the IT industry in general, have, fairly decent people. In various areas. So it's always been a fun industry, changes rapidly, and nice people to deal with in most instances.
I know this may be a little bit off script, Doug, but it has always amazed me that people in the IT industry, particularly in these multinationals, spend so much time on airplanes traveling to meetings. I'm sure it's been a regular part of your schedule for many years, Doug. Do you think that with the pandemic that's going to change? Do you think we're going to see people using online tools like Zoom and Teams, et cetera, much more frequently going forward? And what does that look like for Dell?
So we're already seeing that. So, you know, we've held a lot of webinars already on that basis, and successfully so in South Africa and globally. And most of our executive, even executive briefings are done over, you know, whatever choice of, video conferencing system you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then all our reviews are done on that as well.
Okay.
So I think it is going to have a marked impact, around travel. And, you know, I think the only thing you'd probably miss is that people interaction, you know, when you're looking to do team building and a different angle. But I think for, you know, most business, it's going to probably be driven around an electronic format rather than having to fly and see people.
Mm.
So it's going to have an impact for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it, you know, we can see it's working. So it's not like it's not a feasible option.
Yeah, yeah. And certainly not great news for the airline industry.
Okay.
Doug, before I let you go, maybe just a big picture view of where Dell Technology South Africa is today. We're 4 years post the EMC acquisition. How do you see Dell Technologies positioned within the South African ICT ecosystem? And where do you see the business going in the next couple of years?
So I do think, you know, we're well positioned, so let's put it that way. I think we've got a very good set of products that we are able to take to market and create real value for customers. And I think also, you know, we are driving a lot of that change. So it is fun to be at an organization that is at the forefront of driving some of that change. And we'll see a lot of that happen, you know, specifically with things like 5G coming down the line. In South Africa, very imminent. That will obviously open up a whole set of new services and bring that whole edge computing platform into play. But very much, at the forefront of creating this multi-cloud environment for customers. And then at the same time, also obviously, making sure that we're modernizing applications that are cloud ready at any stage. So very agile, applications. And I always compare it very much to what you would see on your cell phone. Those type of applications are what customers are looking for in the enterprise as well.
Mm.
So we're very much at the forefront of that and driving that whole ecosystem to, digitally change businesses. So, I think Dell's well positioned around that. And then, on a social, and I always like to bring the social component in because very much at Dell, part of the ethos is to effectively use technology, to drive human progress. And it's very much, part of Michael Dell's ethos, through things like Dell Giving. And in South Africa, we've been very instrumental at also creating that, driver with our academy, with our bursary programs that we've got, some of our outreach programs to universities in South Africa. So that to me is also very important, is to leave a corporate legacy, that is changing your country and your citizens in your country and creating that, a passage of change that is so required in South Africa from a jobs creation perspective.
Mm.
So I'm also very proud to say, that's a very nice component when you're working at Dell, that you can effectively see social change. That we do on a regular basis, and that is very much part of Dell's ethos. It's not just to be this big corporate wolf that looks to profit, but effectively what are we doing to change society, and what are we doing to assist people from the poorest of the poor to people that are not well educated. And Dell South Africa, I can tell you, is driving a lot of that locally in the market.
Interesting. I actually had a conversation with a guy called Alan Rebich, co-founder of Sweep South, which is the on-demand cleaning service provider, which Nuspash just invested in. And during that discussion, he mentioned that Michael Dell and his wife, through their foundation, had invested and had in fact contributed a significant amount of money to a fund to help domestic workers in South Africa.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. Michael Dell and Susan Dell Foundation are actually situated in Cape Town. They've got a full-time office running
Oh, do they?
out of Cape
Okay.
Town, but they keep it very separate from Dell Technologies. And it's part and parcel of his legacy that he's building. And he's done phenomenal, work around the country in investing, of his personal money. You know, not something that, the Dells talk a lot about. But, I mean, even from Dell Technologies' perspective, we drive a lot of social change through our Dell Development Fund. And it's a 10-year program that we've, embarked on and committed to government as part of our equity equivalents. So we've got a Dell Academy in Johannesburg, where we take 60 learners a year through the process, find them jobs, and also driving a lot of high-performance computing, skill sets through there. So a lot of projects that we run as Dell Technologies as well, but aware of the Michael Dell and Susan Dell Foundation in Cape Town as well.
I'm going to have to talk to you after this, Doug, about getting Michael Dell on this podcast, so stay tuned. Sure. Doug Woolley is MD of Dell Technologies South Africa. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central.
Thank you.